Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You. I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and today I'm delighted to have with me, all the way from New York, Nina Verkoyne. She is the founder of Meta Spirituality, and she has a lot of interesting things to say about the spiritual world. So get ready to listen to some very interesting insights. Nina, it's great to have you on the show again.
Thank you so much, Howard. I'm so happy to be here, so honored. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm so happy to speak about spiritual things. So every time is just an enormous pleasure for me.
Yes. So perhaps let's start off by telling the listeners about, you know, what you founded was Meta Spirituality, and how you came to do that, and what that's actually about.
Well, this is a perception paradigm, as I call it. It's our way of seeing life, which is a little bit different from our default view of life. And as I explain it, we're all born into this illusion of duality, where we perceive each other separate from each other. We perceive ourselves separate from the source, the universe, God, whatever we call it. And this illusion of separation is reflected in our body as this vibration called fear. Because we are like this tree suspended in the air with roots being exposed, not where they belong. And this creates this enormous fearful kind of feeling. And it also creates all sorts of problems in life, because this illusion of separation makes us see things in a distorted way. And that's where I believe all human suffering comes from, like shame, guilt, comparison, envy, anger, depression, you name it. I believe it all has just one root, our not belonging to who we truly are.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. No, absolutely. And I've been doing a lot of work on that, as we discussed before we started the radio show. And some of the people that I've seen, you know, just have amazing transformations or miraculous health recoveries. That's what happens to them. Their identity changes.
Right.
They see themselves differently.
Yeah.
And in the material 3D world we grow up in, it's so easy to be conditioned and manipulated by all sorts of different ideas. And that's not really our real truth. And breaking through that is an essential part, I think, of living the best life.
It is the most essential part. It is our purpose. It is our evolutionary path. It's our duty, I would even say. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't necessarily realize it. And that's what creates all sorts of problems.
Yes, yes. And one of the tools that I like to show people is Richard Dawkins' Table of Consciousness, which I'm sure you're familiar with, where he relates vibrational energy to mood states and brain states.
Mm-hmm.
And the maximum energy you get is, you know, love, compassion, all of those great, wonderful things. And then at the bottom of the scale, the worst levels of energy are anger, shame, guilt, all of those things. And now the problem is we still have the sort of primitive brain
We
where
do.
su survival is the most important thing. And that leads us to stress and fear and shame and judgment. And that's the challenge we face.
When I just started on my spiritual path, like more than 20 years ago, I really fancied this idea, this common spiritual idea that humankind appeared here maybe like as some extraterrestrial project or something else, but definitely not from monkeys. But you know what's interesting? You know what's interesting? The more I live, the more I teach, the more I come in contact with our human problems and how to solve it and what's the root cause of it, I realize that we are actually we probably are animals truly, because the way we live, no matter what we want to believe, we actually are very primitive in our consciousness, in our mind. We
Absolutely.
are animals, and so I'm already not really sure. Maybe we did come from monkeys. That's
Yes, no,
possibility.
yes, possible, possibly. But again, I think if you look at that and believe that, you see the challenges that having a brain like that,
Oh, yeah.
which is very, very limited. Right? I mean, the human brain can only focus on one thing at a time. So,
At
what that
best.
means, it leads to very simplistic binary thinking. Oh, it's either this or it's that, right?
Yeah.
This or that, which is very, very simplistic. And I always pose the question, imagine an extraterrestrial coming down and they can hold 10 things in their mind at one time. Just think how expansive their thinking would be. It wouldn't be binary, it would be all over the place and so creative. So we are limited. We need a brain upgrade.
We do. We do. But I also like to have this distinction, our mind and our consciousness. Do you see it as one, or do you see it as two separate things? Like, I'm curious, what's your perception of this?
Oh, well, that's a great question. And consciousness, what is consciousness?
Right.
Is it
The
shared?
hard
Is it universal? Is it, what do we have? Consciousness as most people think about it is an awareness, if you will, right?
one.
An awareness. But then it gets down to some interesting things like, well, what's your level of awareness? So some people are incredibly intuitive and they have great access to sensory information, all sorts of other things, which makes them stand out. And in fact, in my talk last night, I gave a list of like, I could have given a list of 100 people, but 12 people, famous people who today would be considered autistic because they were so intuitive and sensory. And it's everything from Mozart to Einstein to pretty much Michelangelo. I mean, all of those people were perceptive beyond the typical perception. They had that level of, if you want to call it that, intuition. And I find that really interesting.
You know what I find also very interesting is that we can be that perceptive and even more aware than regular people, so to speak, but we won't be able to apply it to our daily life. We won't be able to actually live it. And that's where I think there is this connection of what I see as actually consciousness, awareness of yourself and of your own mind, and the mind as our body, a body mind as a whole, which also needs to work as a team with our awareness, because otherwise we're just aware, we know everything, we intuit, we understand, but we're still doing the same things, making the same mistakes and following the same patterns because we can't, like, basically what I'm trying to say, insight and awareness might not be enough. Our brain needs to not resist that awareness. It needs to work with our awareness, and it needs to be executed as a correct, healthy, proper action. That's when our life changes.
Yes.
Most spiritual people are focused so much on simply gaining more and more awareness and insight, and then they still struggle. And a lot of people come to me and, Nina, what can I do? I'm on my spiritual path for like so many years. I do practices nonstop, and I still have financial limitations. I'm not financially free. I have issues with my health, which is also a material thing. I am having all sorts of conflicts in my love life and love relationships. And that's, I think, what it is, because spirituality sometimes kind of also separates itself from everything else, like from psychology. There is some, issues, right, between them, from everything else. And it tries to say that, oh, just spiritual insight and the connection to the divine is probably enough, but it's not. We need to integrate and embody the divine into our physical body, then it will be healthy, then all sorts of miracles happen, right?
Correct. Yeah,
What do you
no.
think?
Yes, no, absolutely. And the amazing research in cellular communication, how our body works, shows that the cells in our body are incredibly sensitive. They know so much information. They know our emotions. They know context, which is kind of mind-blowing, really. But when you realize that, you see the all sorts of possibilities. Of transformation. You really do that. You really do. And it's incredible when you see it, right?
Yeah, totally. I also wanted to share with you, remember I mentioned when we spoke on email, through the emails, I mentioned that I was doing this research. I
Oh,
did it
yes.
first for my doctoral degree, and I kind of taught people how to apply meta spirituality, the paradigm, the tradition, so to speak, that I founded, to their daily life in terms of anxiety issues. So it was solely focused on anxiety. We had 660, 676 people in that study. And after just 1 week of intervention based on this identity shift, paradigm shift, the anxiety that people experienced decreased 67.5%.
Oh my gosh.
Which is
Wow.
crazy. And what's even more fascinating, that after a month, when we did a follow-up, it was basically almost there. Up to this day, and it's been like more than half a year, I receive messages from people and testimonials that I had so much anxiety and I'm so much better now. It really worked. So, and now we're doing this broader study, because for a doctoral thesis, it was just one specific study, right, dedicated to that purpose. And now I am looking at how research and investigating how meta spirituality affects overall satisfaction with life, with relationships quality, in general, your emotional state. And we've just completed this study, well, the first base week, and we're gonna count the results, we're gonna analyze everything, and we'll do another follow-up in a month. And I'm so curious to see how people's not only they collect insights, but their body changes, the anxiety level drops without medication even. It's absolutely miraculous.
No, yeah, no, I believe that. I believe that. Absolutely. That's a fascinating study and congratulations. You'll soon be getting your PhD, right?
In April already.
Yeah, that's a wonderful study. And that's excellent that it shows that. And so the listeners might be thinking, well, what did you do? What was the intervention, as it were?
Right. And that's also another interesting part because what I was used to doing as a spiritual seeker is just practices, right? Meditation, maybe affirmations, visualizations, which are all amazing and they all work. They're great. But and that's what meta spirituality is all about, is that there is the next step on our spiritual path for our evolution, which is a step beyond practices in general. Because at some point, not in the beginning of our path, in the beginning we need those, but at some point later, we need to be able to merge with this oneness consciousness, with our true self, with the universe, again, whatever term you prefer. We need to merge with that directly. And I think we as a collective are getting ready for that new type of relationship with the divine without intermediaries. And only in that way can we fully activate our intrinsic power as the creator, as source, right? Because as long as there is an intermediary, a connector, there is a distance and separation. And in the beginning of our path, that connector, that intermediary connects us to something that we absolutely had no access to. It serves as this like Sherpa, you know, when you're trying to climb Mount Everest. But when you crossed some, you know, threshold at some point, and your heart starts desiring this full and direct relationship with itself, with its true core, then those intermediaries need to be put aside. The problem with our modern spiritual seekers is that they become addicted and attached, and they even equate spirituality to spiritual practices. I meditated today, check. I visualized today, check. I'm good. I can continue with my life. And that's fine for a lot of people. That's it, sure. But there is something else beyond the practices which we might not, you know, using fully yet as a collective. And that's what meta spirituality offers. It's this intervention, as you asked, it's beyond practices without any type of visualizations, affirmations. It's basically lectures, but it's also created with this intention of awakening your own internal cellular atomic memory of who you are. And that's how that tree that we spoke about starts getting rooted into the foundation where it belongs, and that changes everything. So it was a week of talking to people, transmitting this memory, this knowledge, this information. And again, this information is kind of not enough unless you choose to accept it and
Of
unless
course.
you're ready for that. So,
Unless you believe
yes.
in it, right? And I think what you're talking about is transcendence, really, isn't it? Just as amazing stuff, Nina. Let's take a quick break for our great sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, Our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You, and today I'm delighted to be talking with Nina Vakoyan, the founder of Meta Spirituality. And we were talking, just as we finished that first section there, about transcendence of, you know, being guided to do things to the point where you don't need to do things, you are. The difference between doing and being. Right. And that is a distinction I like to make for people. You know, the material world is all about doing. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do that. And brain states associated with that. But actually, at its deepest level, what we're talking about is not doing, it's being.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And that's a challenge. And so you don't want to think of spirituality as, okay, well, I'm being spiritual because I meditated today and I visualized this and I checked those off. Well, that's nice, but where did it take you? You know, where were you? Were you just doing it or were you being it? Mm-hmm. And I do think that's a fundamental distinction.
Yeah. The way I like to describe it also, like another metaphor, is that there's a big difference between your old self, your old identity, fragmented, living in the illusion of separation, and that identity is given all sorts of tools and practices and knives and hammers, like try to fix yourself. But that's still the old self trying to fix itself. Right. Illusion, trying to fix the illusion. How far can you go with that? There's a huge difference between this and actually completely transcending your old identity, shifting your perception, your paradigm, your worldview, your view of yourself, of who you are. And then you no longer need any tools because you are a different you that doesn't need any fixing. But it's not like we can sometimes also say, being the old self, fragmented and fearful self, we say like, oh, just be who you are. You don't need any fixing. That's not true. That self is not enough to live a fulfilling, happy, healthy life. It doesn't need fixing in a way that fixing won't do much, just will get you to a certain point. It can console you. It can make your stress levels go down. It definitely, right? Like if you meditate, it helps you pause. It helps you somehow, sometimes. But being who you truly are, which is transcendence of your old identity, of the illusion of who you were, that's a completely different story. And then when you are that, you simply don't need any other tools and practices and meditations because you are that. You are that current of life in contact with life that it's nature. So it's a completely different story.
Yes, I think that's right. And if we continue with that sort of materialist view of ourselves, we're not going to get beyond that. At all.
Yes.
Right. You're just going to be stuck there. You might seem like you're a better person, but it's not the progress that can be made. when you are able to move from doing to being, and that natural in all of us, I think that's a problem for everyone, isn't it? I mean,
And I think we all deserve to know that there is something beyond just check boxes and doing and achieving as human species, right?
Right.
Because we need to end this human suffering or human condition, I will even say. We need to, otherwise our life is a constant struggle.
Right.
Struggle trying to fix and conquer your own self, and that's exhausting.
Yes, that's a good point. So on that score, we know that AI, for example, is very good at doing things.
Yeah.
It can't be anything. And, you know, I've been thinking about that. Could the development of AI actually help people do less and be more, in the sense, get them away from doing? I don't know whether you've had any thoughts about that, but it's certainly a possibility.
It is. Everything is a possibility.
Right.
Everything can be used to evolve. It's just like with fire when we discovered it, right? We can burn all the villages, or we can just use it consciously and wisely and do good things with it. So will AI help us evolve? Who knows? Because for some people, and we already start seeing that, it's just more like another addiction, like video games, like a dumbing and numbing thing, which completely makes your own thinking like atrophy, right?
Yes.
For other people, if you are creative, if you are alive, so to speak, truly, then you will use the help of AI and progress. It's going to be a great help for you to speed up your evolution, your creativity, your processes.
Yes.
So again, it's all up to us.
No, I agree. And I, I was thinking about a book, George Orwell's 1984, and thinking about a book, 2084, in which there were two scenarios, one in which AI is used to allow, okay, let all this doing stuff be automated, and now let's give us more time to focus on being and all the spiritual side. That would be the great outcome. And of course, the opposite outcome is no, it, you know, dominates everything and makes the concept of doing actually even worse. So yes, you're right. It's up to us as much as we can to change that. Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure you have seen many, many examples of people having a total identity change.
Oh, yeah. I have, and that's absolutely fascinating. It is a miracle. When we started talking, before we started even recording, we were talking about miracles and how it is not about just, oh, necessarily only like miraculous cures or whatever. It's so much broader than that. And I think that's what miracles are. It is.
Yes.
Our not knowing truly what we are, but already starting to understand what we are, starting tapping into that, starting interacting with that. Yeah, and that is my mission, to make us all come into a more of a direct contact with that.
Yes.
Is what I am promoting, so to speak.
No, and to be honest, that's wonderful. That's what we need, clearly.
Yeah.
We need more of that if we're ever going to advance as a species.
It's basically how I see it. When will we come to a point where we are done suffering? When we are done choosing to stay in the victim mentality, kind of, you know, continuing as we are, when will we be done with that? When will we say enough? I no longer want to live like that, in a world like that, and I need to change it, and I need to start this change from within myself. When will that happen? And I think, of course, it happens gradually with one person at a time.
Time, right?
And hopefully at some point we'll see this change in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we need. And yes, it
We
might
don't
take some.
realize, right? Many of us, we don't realize that's what we need. No matter how much this idea of like, oh, everyone needs to be happy is promoted, but we truly are okay with suffering. And I even have this, if I were like a conspiracy theorist or very like, devoted esoteric, I would just say that the idea of suffering is this spiritual trap that has been kind of injected into us, into our species, and something made us believe that it's acceptable, it's noble, you'll grow wise from your suffering and from your struggle. So there is some benefits to having suffering. And we buy that, and we accept it, and we prolong and continue it. And everybody around us is accepting it and doing it and allowing themselves to live like that. And that's why nothing's changing. But I think it's like a huge trap, even in spiritual circles, even with people who are very aware of a lot of things, they still buy into this idea suffering is needed. Tough life lessons are helping you grow and evolve and proceed. And I just think that we are done growing from suffering. We are done learning through difficult and tough life lessons. I think we've learned that enough as a collective. I think it's time for us truly, if we want to evolve and grow, the next lesson we can self-prescribe to ourselves is how to live and grow through happiness. Right? Wouldn't that be difficult? Of course, because we're so used to being in a different mode and growing through difficulties.
Yes, absolutely. And again, if you're in the material doing world, there are apparently or seemingly, markers of success or markers of what have you. And if you're not achieving them, oh, you're not doing well, you're failing, you're stressed out, you don't have enough money, and all of that. We've got to escape that material perception and focus on the spiritual. And then, we don't have that pressure to,
We don't. We create it for ourselves. Yeah,
Yes.
because again, because we like to struggle and suffer and climb through difficulties to
Yes.
some final happy place, which is,
The hero's journey.
the hero's journey.
Yes, I really appreciate that perspective that you have. I really do. I think it's not common. I think people's view of spirituality is a little different than what
That's what we're trying to
yours.
change. That's what we're trying to
We
change.
don't want to think of spirituality as another form of doing stuff. This is what you got to do. You got to do this, you got to do that. We want it to be part of your existence, part of who you are, right?
And that's a true hero's journey is this journey within and embodying and connecting and merging with our true self beyond our thinking, craving mind, beyond all those spiritual checkboxes. That's a true hero's journey, and not many people are following it,
I
right?
know. I know, and it's actually getting worse, really, if you think about it, with social media and marketing and neuromarketing, $1 billion industry to manipulate people. I don't know about you. You probably you got more under control than I am, but I don't get too emotional many times, but when I see these ads, that are clearly designed, are clearly untrue, simply designed to make you feel, oh, this is great and it's convenient and it's going to do all this stuff. That upsets me a lot.
Yeah. It's very upsetting. I totally agree. And it's bad for those who sees those ads or believes them and follows them. But it's also bad for those who create them and they don't even realize that they stepped into this trap. They're lost and it is not something that will make them happy. And again, we're not saying here that we don't need to have some material success in general and we need to go to the cave and starve, right? But this chase, this collective illusion that we're all completely imprisoned by, that's not what our human potential is. That's not what we're here for. And I think we're here for this ultimate freedom from any dependencies, from any fears, from any traps that we as a collective constantly fall into.
Yes.
And when I see those type of marketing businesses, it's just, I feel bad for all of us. For all of us.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well said. Okay, let's take another quick break for our sponsors and then we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You, and today we are having a miraculous conversation with Nina Vakoyan, who has developed Meta Spirituality. And Nina, you've made the distinction very well here between the material world and something way more important than that, which we know exists. We've got to access it. But how do we do it with the human brain, the limitations somewhat of the human brain? But, you know, we've both seen that it is possible for human beings to transcend, become different versions of themselves. So there is no inherent limits there.
How do we get there?
Yes.
Yeah. I will answer in just like one word: free will. Think about it. It's free will. I believe that free will is the main governing principle of this existence. And why we're witnessing what we're witnessing in this world is because we have free will. And not many of us actually choose fully consciously, 100%, that what we're talking about, right? They do choose everything else. They do choose that other game level, and they accept it, just like they accept suffering. They're okay with that. They even enjoy it. So until you stop enjoying that, and I don't mean stop enjoying this material life in general with all its beauty and with everything that it can offer. I'm saying until you stop enjoying all the suffering and misery that comes with it, until you decide that you want to be free from all those dependencies and imprisonments, internal imprisonments, while still being in this world and enjoying it. But you just step out of this chase from from the queue, let's all achieve this and that and that. There's nothing you can do, basically. What I'm saying, that free will, everything is our choice, not even the choice of our mind, because only the mind is not enough. Mind can choose this or that, and then it changes tomorrow, because that's the nature of our mind. It's fluctuating constantly. So this choice should be made on a deeper level than your brain. It should be made with your whole being. It should be made from the core of your cell, you know, each cell of your body. It's a different type of choice. That is this unity of your awareness and your thinking mind. And there's no resistance from the thinking mind, because otherwise it lessens your choice. It weakens it. When this choice is coherent and it's unshakable, and that's what you truly want, some people say in your heart, with all your heart. But again, I also don't like to say with your heart, because then we're talking about emotions, you're emotional, you want this or that. That has nothing to do with consciousness that we're talking about. So choice is the only thing that can make anything happen. Choice is basically what creates this reality. We, as the creator, as source, create this reality with our divine will, the free will, what to create / what to experience, because every choice is a choice what to experience, what to go through. And every experience is how we expand and how this universe expands and grows, right? So when I'm being asked, like, but what's the mechanism of this change? How do you apply meta spirituality? What is it? And I'm just saying, what I'm trying to do always is just to make your choice to unite with your true self stronger.
Yes.
Not because you will get all the material benefits, you will be able to manifest quicker or better, and you will get that guy and you will get that job, but your heart's true, your essence's desire to be one with that. If you have that, you get that. And that's very fair, right? It's like the law of a jungle.
Yes.
It's the law of the universe. If you truly want it, you'll have it. If you're okay without it, you'll be without it. If you're okay and accept suffering and chase and seeking for validation and all sorts of material possessions only, if that's enough and you're satisfied enough, then so be it.
Free will. Yeah. And then where we stay, you said a word there that I think is really important, coherent.
Yes.
Coherence is really important. And I do believe mind, body, and spirit, when they are they're coherent, great things can happen.
That's when we are who we are, when we are coherent, not fragmented, whole, united with everything, basically. It's a unity consciousness, we can call it.
Absolutely. And it's an amazing feeling and an amazing perception to get there. Because when you do, you're able to look back and see the prison you were in before. And it is a bit of prison. A friend of mine is writing a book called The Cage of Freedom, which does speak to this. It speaks to, oh, we're free, so, okay, well, I can, you know, do whatever I want. Well, no, it can still be a cage if you follow the material world. Right, right. And but we can think, oh, I'm free, but no, actually you're not.
Yeah, we all have the same, like if we look at us as a society, how are we free? We all want the same. We all follow the same trajectory from birth to death. Mm-hmm. We all want the same. We all fear the same. We all crave the same things. Yeah, that's not freedom. That's
no, it isn't.
Artificial construct.
Yeah, yeah, manipulation, right?
Yeah.
Conditioning, yeah. Manipulation. That's what it is. Yeah. At the grandest level, really.
Right.
And that's what you're addressing so well in your work. Was really amazing. Amazing stuff that you do, Nina. Yeah.
Thank you.
I really appreciate the contributions you're making. And I'm sure you have people all over the world working with you or reaching out to you.
Yes. Until 2022 or 2023, when I worked only with my Eastern European audience mostly. Right. But in the last couple of years, I'm slowly expanding my territory and trying to bring meta spirituality paradigm here to the American audience. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The community is growing.
That's great. That's great. So what we're talking about, this listeners wanted to reach out to you or connect with you or find out more, where's the best place for them to do that?
Yeah, it's just my website, metaspirituality.org, metaspirituality.org, and you'll find everything there, social media links and
great.
my stuff.
Yeah,
articles,
no,
videos,
that's great.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So now is that one word or is there a...
It is one word, okay. metaspirituality.org.
Okay, great. Fantastic. And so as you move forward, I mean, obviously the big hope is that we can get, you can get more people understanding what meta-spirituality is.
If they choose so, but...
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. You're not going to force anyone to do it, right?
My goal is simply to show that there is something else that's possible beyond just simply meditation or affirmations, right, or visualizations.
Mm-hmm.
And if they choose that, if their heart desires, as we spoke about it, then I am here to share what I experienced. And I believe in our first podcast episode that we had a couple of years ago, I did share my story of how this paradigm shifted in me and how this knowledge came to me. So,
yes, yeah. So you can
maybe put a link there.
Yes,
to the first episode.
So yes, absolutely. You can find that first episode by scrolling through the series. It's still up there, which is great.
Thank you so much for having me here.
No, it's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for all you do, because it is a different take, and it is an important difference in helping people understand. And, you know, for a lot of people, why would they be able to think outside their usual box? They can't, right?
Yeah.
Something has to inspire them to do that,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't know you're in a prison, you know.
You don't know there's a better...
Man, that's right. Yeah.
Freer way.
No, absolutely. So, yeah, it's very... very impressive. And you will have a book coming out soon, is that correct?
Yes, soon. It's like 90% ready.
Okay.
I'll be happy to have your feedback. I'm going to send it to you, Tori.
Okay, that's great. Perhaps we'll have you on the show to talk about the book. Do you have a title for the book yet?
The Last Truth.
The Last Truth.
Yeah. But there will be a whole section in the first chapter explaining what it actually means, because this title will trigger also a lot of people. And that's not what it sounds, but that
Right.
was the best title, and I'll explain why.
Yeah, no, that is really important. And this is so valuable and important, and it seems to me particularly at this time. I'm sure there's been times in human history where things have been worse, maybe. But in terms of the ability to see beyond the material world and to see what is truly important and what it means to be spiritual, to be, not do, what it means, we need that more than ever. Yeah.
Yes, we need, because never before did we have such crazy amount of information, impulses, all sorts of input that we have to deal with and our nervous system has to deal with. And we can say like, oh yeah, it was so much worse before, when like people would just like kill their own brother to like, and they didn't even care, or drown their fifth child because that's too much. But no, I think actually people had way more space in their daily life to be with themselves, with nature. There were not so much information that we are now bombarded with. So now, more than ever, we truly do need something that will help us reset, help us stop and actually connect with who we are.
Yes,
And that's
absolutely.
why practices are here, but that's not enough.
Right.
There's
No.
something that
Yes,
we
exactly.
want.
You've got to go beyond that. And I'm sure you're familiar with the blue zones, those areas of the world where people live happier lives and live longer. And a lot of the time, when that's mentioned, it's mentioned in the context of, oh, what do these people eat to do that? But what isn't very often focused on or mentioned at all is the people in those blue zones tend to be a lot more spiritual, a lot more
And
spiritual.
smaller and more connected with the environment.
Right, exactly. Community. And when we're talking about spiritual, connecting with each other, supporting each other, all of that—that that probably is as important as anything else that they're doing. But you don't hear about that. You hear about, oh, what are they eating? So, I think that's a testimony to what we're talking about here. Yeah, and unfortunately, the way modern life has gone, the communities of old, families living together and villages and so forth. There was, I think, probably, yes, I'm sure there were some opposite examples, but the sense is they were a community and they were more caring of each other and supportive of each other and, a bit more into being rather than doing. So I think history is telling us something there. Yeah. And in terms of, the blue zones, typically when people talk about, oh, what are the five healthy lifestyle? It's nutrition, exercise, stress management, sleep, and social stimulation. Well, if you think about a spiritual community, their stress is going to be way less, probably. Their social connection is going to be way higher. And so it is an enhancement of the community and their health. We just got to recognize that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Well, Nina, thank you so much. As always, it's a
Thank
great
you.
pleasure. A great
Thank you
pleasure.
so much for having me.
Yes. And let's get this out to as many people as we can and get your message out to as many people as we can, because that's what we need to be doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.